Number four, they're trying to breed our humanity out of us. So to refuse, we must give our babies their due. Resistance means giving them full attention. And I have to interject that what I mean by that is a communal attendance. I'm certainly not thinking of a nuclear family or a struggling single mom trying to make ends meet. I mean that we must band together and help each other, give each other our due. So, full attention, full affection, and no judgment. I stood in line this week behind a baby crying, while his father stood placid and implacable. And the look on the baby's face said, "Why? Why? Why?" And I tried to distract the child from his clear pain, but he couldn't stop looking at his father's face. And his look kept saying, "Why? Why? Why?" Do you see that such callousness begets misanthropy, sociopathy, a mirroring lack of empathy? And therefore that when we give our children their due attention, it cracks open the system? That work, that true work of making love our song begets our new start, is the well-aimed strike into power's heart. We can't serve two masters. We can either serve each other and the earth, or we abandon them, our children, healthy ecosystems, healthy oceans, and truth itself, to serve the ones who've trained us to serve them. We abandon what we long for out of fear that it's a fraud, fear that we'll find ourselves betrayed again, and that we can't allow. We're far too smart, quote unquote, for that. And so on the cycle goes, and so our hearts grow cold.